USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running, rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. I think some of the things we're going to be doing are bold and vital. There's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi considers when to send the article of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate, senators are debating how to handle trying a president no longer in office. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he does not agree with Senator Mitch McConnell's recent remarks on the Senate floor, blaming President Trump for the Capitol riots. He tells Fox News that McConnell is giving legitimacy to the impeachment process with his words.
That would be a crime, to provoke somebody to incite them to violence. Show me the clip where he did that. What I would say about Senator McConnell, that I think he has been a good leader. He's a great street fighter. I think he'll be a challenge for Schumer. But he is, in my view, giving some legitimacy to this impeachment process that I think is wrong. They impeached the president of the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness. Now, is that what we're going to become as a country? I hope not.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden signed 17 executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those orders signed Wednesday afternoon were a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. The California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock tells Newsmax TV that he can't see how any of Biden's orders help the American people.
I don't think the American people are well served by those policies, and I think they're already beginning to figure that out. I mean, I don't see how workers can be helped by flooding the labor market with another wave of illegal immigration. And it was only after Donald Trump put a stop to that that we saw workers' salaries begin to grow again. In fact, they grew at the fastest pace in 40 years. And I don't see how families and workers are helped by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, killing 10,000 jobs, making energy more costly for everyone. I don't see how workers are helped by re-entering the Paris Accords that are a major job killer, a major driver of energy prices, and it puts our nation in a terrible global economic disadvantage. I don't see how we're made safer by reopening virtually unrestricted travel with hotbeds of terrorism around the world.
And the Washington Capitals were hit with a $100,000 fine Wednesday for several players violating the NHL's COVID-19 protocols. Three-time MVP Alexander Ovechkin was one of four players added to the team's COVID list after gathering in a hotel room, which was outside of approved team areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.